This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We know the Chiefs' biggest move was signing Jalen Moore to a two-year deal to be their starting left tackle for this year and hopefully beyond, right? 2 years, $30 million deal. And the anonymous executives that were mentioned in this were divided. They were split. Two executives spoke to him on the signing. One of the quotes, Jalen Moore has had durability issues. He has never been a frontline player, and he's been projected in a system that is not drop back heavy. So I do not love that move. That's what one executive
very different schemes
had to say. Yeah.
Although durability, he's just wrong. Like either he didn't do the research or not. He's had two injuries. One was in week 16 of a regular season. So I don't know how you're claiming that was a durability issue. And he had one other one in his 5 years. So it's like, it's not technically accurate. He hasn't had severe durability issues unless there's something internally about his durability that we don't know about. He's mostly been available to play. The scheme thing, that actually seems pretty fair. Kyle Shanahan's scheme is nothing like Andy Reid's scheme. They are very, very, very different philosophies, very different approaches, very different blocking styles. Like, to say, like, well, we'll just plug and play and make that work. I mean, I could understand why you'd have concerns on that.
Another executive in this article about the same Jalen Moore signing said, quote, I'm sure some will say they did a bad job there, but really, they took a $15 million per year shot at a guy who has upside, and if it doesn't work out, at worst, he is going to be an overpaid swing tackle for them next year. That is not a terrible outcome, whereas Tennessee gave Daniel Moore $50 million over 2 years, which was crazy to me. That's what another executive had. And that was kind of more the Dan Moore thing was a point that was made early on from a lot of people, which was out of the available options for the Chiefs, once Ronnie Stanley never hit the open market, I do think they got the best option. Does it mean that it's problem solved? We're going to all find out. I have no idea. But I do think they had the best move given who was truly available. And I think also putting into factor the draft.
Absent, like, let's call it a statistical anomaly, bottom 5% likelihood, top 5% likelihood. I feel like still, though, the thing with Jalen Moore and where I think some of these execs are right is the realistic ceiling, I'll call it. Not the, like, S-tier out of this world in which he's so good, they just give him a contract extension and he's their left tackle for the next 6 years.
Well, that's a dream, yeah.
That, but, like, that seems so unrealistic to even discuss as a possibility. The best case scenario feels like he's a 1 year starter, they draft his replacement, and then they put him in a competition to either win the job in year two, and that's his final year under contract, or he loses the job and he's a 1 year mediocre, decent left tackle. That feels like the ceiling. Is it he's a pretty good left tackle starter and you don't notice any problems?
Yeah, I think there's look, I agree with you that the dream home run scenario, of course, is he plays above what
2%
people
chance
think.
Or 5% chance.
Yeah,
whatever.
And he plays great and you're like, wow, problem solved. I actually think the other scenario that is fairly likely, it still is a positive outcome, which is Jalen Moore plays pretty decent at left tackle. Jawan Taylor is gone after this next year. And you move Jalen Moore to right tackle and he becomes your long-term answer at right tackle and you still need to then dress
that's
left
probably
tackle.
Like, yeah, that's probably like if I said best case scenario, realistic best case scenario, what you're describing is what I would think would be reality best case, right? As in the other one, we understand there is a statistical chance in which, but I think it's a small statistical chance that he's just the hero at left tackle we've all been waiting for, who happened to be available for 2 for 20. And now you can sign to a real contract, by the way. In what world, how good would he have to be for you to get a year into that contract and be like, oh, yeah, there he is? He'd have to be stellar for you to be so confident that a year, 2 years into the deal, you're like, that's our answer for the next 5 years. I'm going to pay him tackle money that's like $40 million a year at this point.
Yeah, he would have to end up being a consensus, like top 10 tackle in the league and win 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he'd have to be like one of, like, everyone would have to agree. Not like the Chiefs. Everyone would have to agree. He's one of the best left tackles in the sport out of nowhere. And I just, that I don't see. The right tackle thing, I'm intrigued by that play. If the Chiefs were playing long game and they're telling themselves, and I still think Wanye might be the we give him a 2-year extension, we don't pay him a lot of money, he's our right tackle kind of answer, could be there too. But if the long play is, we're still going to find our long-term left tackle in the draft this year or next year, and Moore's going to switch to right next year, it's going to buy us a year, and if he's really good there, contract extension, and we'll make it work because it'll still cost less because he'll have no... The one thing it is, like, if they give him a second contract, he won't cost very much because there'll be no track record. Zero. I mean, 7 games or 9 games or whatever the hell it was for the 49ers and a couple of game seasons for the Chiefs, that's not enough to get, like, paid, in my opinion. Not paid like Trent Williams or top left tackle money, top right tackle money.
So interesting, just differing opinions from a couple of executives. But Mike Sando, if you check it on The Athletic,
it's
always a fun read every year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.